Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
Ready to be challenged? Maybe a little offended, but definitely shocked. This is Shock Therapy Live. Your therapy session with Nate Heitzig. We're not looking for stump the pastor questions, so put down your Devos and open your diaries. Really, this isn't systematic theology.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
This is Shock Therapy Live. Now, here's Devo.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live. Up in here?
Dude.
Up in here.
Shock Therapy Live. We've been doing it for a while.
A while? Man, you're saying?
2011.
Gosh!
That's when we started.
90-something? Gosh. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy, y'all!
Crazy, y'all.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live, our one-hour therapy session for you! Maybe you're dealing with something relationally. Maybe you are involved in a relationship and it turns out that he wasn't who you thought he was. And mm-hmm. then you guys were traveling across the ocean.
Yep.
And then this disaster happens and he ended up frozen and dying in the ocean. And now you're picking up the pieces and you just need to know where to go with the Lord from there. We're here for you, Rose.
Well, so it's just hard to trust somebody who turns out to be... The only reason they're there with you and you're falling in love with them is because they won their ticket in a card game.
Right.
And I know that love is a gamble. I know life is a gamble. But I don't want my love to literally be a gamble.
Right.
Dude.
I don't want to win it in the lottery.
Or I mean, maybe you were like an ex-boxer and you got knocked out really, really hard. But you're not wanting to give up. You're wanting to keep pushing. You're wanting to push ahead. You're like, man... I've got the eye of the tiger.
Right.
And I don't want to give up. And I just need some encouragement, some advice, on how to climb the next mountain, how to fight the next fight, how to keep moving on, how to keep pushing forward.
Absolutely.
I love it.
We're here for you on all of those relational levels. Also, spiritually speaking, say you encountered something that you just can't understand, right? Say you're in a library and you're checking out a book. Next thing you know, there's a dead librarian next to you.
Oh, man.
Turns out it's an apparition and you just...
Who are you gonna call? Who are you gonna call? Shock Therapy Live.
Shock Therapy Live.
Dude.
505.
Maybe you feel
3700.
Maybe you feel like you're swimming in an ocean of grief.
Ooh.
And every single stroke that you get, you sounds like something's getting closer to you. You don't know what it is, but it's big. Come on, you're not even playing the music.
I'm with you, Nate. I'm tracking.
Teo's over here doing like the thing.
Yeah,
I'm doing
and Steve was sitting there still playing like, Ghostbusters theme.
What?
How are you not figuring this out?
I mean, even ocean, right when I said ocean, what other button there has to do with ocean? James Bond?
Man.
No.
We
Friends?
Played, we could have
no.
played that version of Ocean
G.I.
with that
Joe?
Drum in it.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. You could have played Oceans.
Gosh,
if this was any other Christian station, that would have been the song that they would have played. Want me to play Oceans?
It just went platinum.
I got you.
Oceans just went platinum.
As a single.
Wow. As a single, Oceans just went platinum.
Dude, you know the crazy part is they were not going to put that song on the CD.
I know. Yeah. When they were here for Winter Jam, we were interviewing them. They were talking about that, the fact that that wasn't even on their radar.
Yeah. I was talking to them about it, and they were saying, I guess what happened, I was talking to Luke, and he was saying that they were pretty much done with the record. And then Michael Guy told my mind just pooped.
Nice.
Michael Guy Chislett told Joel, he said, hey, what about that song Oceans that you wrote? And Joel was like, no, I don't like it. It's not very good. And it was just super last minute they put it on there. And even Taya singing it, Taya wasn't part of the band. And they were just trying to find a girl to sing it. And someone just recommended her, and they had her come in, and she nailed it to the wall.
That's crazy to me. Crazy.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. We'd love to hang out with you for Shock Therapy Live. You can also Facebook us, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or send us an email. We know a lot of times they can be very personal, very private. We will definitely respect your anonymity.
Anonymity.
Yes, that. And
isn't it anonymity?
Phenomenonymity. Yeah.
Anonymity.
We will respect your
right,
Amityville.
Nate's right.
Yeah.
Now I said it right the first time, and now you guys are
anemone.
You guys are messing with my head.
Anemone.
Manamana.
No, do 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 do.
Manamana. Anonymous.
Yes. Studio at myaestheticradio.com. You know, we got one, actually.
We have one. This came on Theology Thursday last week, but it was more of a relationship question.
Between the family.
Between family. So we thought it would fit better here.
Yeah.
With the Leave It to Beaver music bed behind.
Absolutely. Because, yeah. Well, you know, as much as we like to pretend like families are perfect and everybody just gets along all the time, it's not always the case in family situations.
Have you ever tried to take care of a beaver?
No.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
But they're not that fun.
No, they're not.
I can't imagine a beaver being much fun.
Yeah.
Better
that
than
paddle
a
paddle tail.
Better than a raccoon.
A raccoon.
A raccoon.
You made raccoon just sound awesome.
Yeah.
Better than a raccoon.
I feel like you could name your band the Raccoons and people would respect
Raccoons.
It.
Raccoons. Yeah. The Raccoons.
Their keyboard player's name is Coon.
Yeah.
Coon.
Yeah.
Coon.
Is that his birth name, Coon?
Yeah. Check this out, Nate. His last name was Coon.
Well, it still is.
First name, Ryan. Second name, Alan.
Yeah.
So, R.A. Coon.
Raccoon.
R.A. Coon.
His parents really did that to him.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I know.
Did his parents make moonshine?
Yeah.
I feel like his parents probably made moonshine.
Well, I think they had him when they were pretty young, you know? And I really think his dad, knowing his dad, I wouldn't be surprised if he was like, nah, let's name him Ryan Allen.
Ryan Allen, man.
And then it happening because his mom not thinking about it. And
this gets me worried about your daughter and LOL.
It'll be great.
They're naming their daughter.
Yeah, Lavender Olivia Lott.
LOL.
She's going to be our little lulz.
But there's no laughter in here. That's serious.
No, that's for real. I think it's cute.
Well, you named your son Brody.
Yeah, bro.
Brody.
Brody. And he fit in perfectly in Long Beach.
Brody. That's a great name.
Pretty amazing name there, Brody.
What's his middle name? Parker. I park my car every day.
The thing is, that name is so out of place in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
It's so out of place. That's why I loved it, because I don't know any Brodies. So.
Brody.
I just picture at a restaurant them asking your son, like, hey, do you want red or green? And he'd be like, dude, I want a fish taco.
Fish taco.
Fish taco, bro.
Fish taco, please.
My name is Brody. Get it right. Okay.
Amazing.
To the question.
Yes. Serious time.
Something that has been bothering me for a while has to do with my husband's dad and stepmom. Mm. They were both raised in a Christian church. However, they both decided that Christian practices are wrong and the messianic Jewish traditions are entirely correct. I am a Jewish person by blood that was raised in the Christian church, and I love my Christian family and my Jewishness. I don't feel the need to celebrate all high holy days, but I also believe that Christians can be edified by doing so. My hubs's dad and stepmom were hoping I would turn him into a good little Jewish boy. That is not my goal. His father last summer compared me to characteristics of Jezebel, causing him to eat trife, worship pagan gods, and use sex to seduce him away from the cocoon of truth which his dad and stepmom had begun to wrap him in. After this conversation, my husband blocked them from both our phones, and we blocked them on social media, and we have not spoken with them since. Mm-hmm. My husband was 30 when I met him, and he had decided that God may exist, but that he had no interest in his life. He was hopeless. After he met me, though, he rediscovered God and his purpose for his life. Now we are 6 months pregnant, and I am conflicted about whether or not to let them back into our lives. I don't want to deprive our child of her family, but I don't want them to have the opportunity to continue to hurt us, and especially not our kids. They live in Illinois, and we live here in New Mexico. So we have to be intentional about a relationship with them. What would you do?
I think the most logical thing to do is invite them over to your house for a good old-fashioned Hawaiian pig roast.
Okay.
I feel like they're not going to like that.
Can one of the weeks of the series be Jesus Loves Jewishness? That was my favorite. I love my Jewishness.
I wish that when they said a cocoon of truth,
yeah,
she would have said a cocoon of Jewishness.
A cocoon.
No.
That would have been better.
The funny thing is, I edited some of that.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
I guess my first question, at least I don't know how pertinent this is, but are this guy's parents Jewish by birth, or just like they decided that they were Jews all of a sudden?
Right, that's what's weirding me out.
Because there's that's a weird thing in America today, is a lot of like white Anglo-Saxon people are all of a sudden like, man, I'm a Jew. Well, no, you're not a Jew. Literally, you're not a Jew.
The parents were both raised in the Christian church.
Yeah.
And then later, Messianic Jewishness.
So that, see, that's also Judaism. Weirded me out, because does she mean Hasidic or does she mean
Messianic?
Well,
she said Messianic. She said Messianic.
It says Messianic. Messianic.
And so what's the, I'm wondering where the disconnect is. And that's where I'm kind of having a hard time, because I know a lot of Messianic Jews, and by and large, I mean, they're pretty solid. But this is the weird part about being a Messianic Jew. And this is, it's really strange, and this is really weird. Messianic Jews, by and large, are Jews by birth who accept Christ, and they're Messianic Jews.
Yeah.
For an Anglo-Saxon to say, I'm a Messianic Jew, all they're really saying is, I'm a Christian. Because you literally can't be a Messianic Jew if you're not a Jew by birth. A Messianic Jew is somebody who's Jew by birth. They accept Christ, and they're a Messianic Jew. They were raised as a Jewish person from being a child.
Yeah.
And so it's always really weird to me when someone comes up and says, I'm a Messianic Jew, so you're a Christian. Well, no, I'm a Messianic Jew. Well, are you Jewish? No. Okay, then you're just a Christian.
I see what you're saying.
Because a Messianic Jew, so that's where I get a little bit confused here. But then I also get confused with her as far as where the controversy is between their relationship. Because it says that she is a Christian, but at the same time, she's still a Jew by birth, and so she still practices some of the parts of Judaism. So I'm really confused where the disconnect is within their relationship. I think we should approach it more from the relationship. That is it ever okay to cut your family off entirely?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go from that.
And I think we've approached that in a variety of different situations before, with different circumstances happening. And I think what we always kind of come back to is that we need to constantly show love.
Absolutely.
And you know, we're getting ready for this series, Jesus Loves People, and I've been really convicted about that lately. That I think that we in the church today have an easier time cutting people off than we do loving them. And let's be honest, that's the easier thing to do. When somebody pisses you off, when somebody doesn't agree with you, the easy thing to do is to cut them off and say, okay, well, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. We're not going to have a relationship with you anymore. I don't want to see you anymore. We're not going to family gatherings anymore. That's the easier thing to do. But I don't think that Christ really ever called us to doing things the easy way. I think he called us to doing things the right way. And I think that Jesus told us very clearly to forgive our brothers 70 times 7. And that goes for anyone in our life, that we're supposed to have a life of forgiveness and a life of love, and not the easy way, not the hateful way or the way that makes us feel better. But I think that we need to love everyone in our lives, and especially our family. So I don't think that there's really ever a circumstance that warrants us the right to cut people off.
Because it's that sounds like bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart, period, the end.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, it's like, well, what are you harboring that is causing you to say, no, we will never reconcile, it will never be made right, the end.
Now, you can still be your family and stand on what your family is doing and not back down from that. And you know what? If they give you a hard time about that, you can say, look, we don't really care what you guys think. This is what we're doing. This is how we're raising our family. And if you – and I mean, you can put it back on them. Say, if you guys don't want to be a part of that, you're welcome to not do. We want to have a relationship with you guys. Yeah. But if you guys don't want to be a part of our family, this is what we're doing, then you don't have to be. But we'd like to have a relationship with you.
Agreed wholeheartedly. And consider – they live in different states, so it's a different setup. Because I know for me, if they're – I have family members who aren't believers. And, you know, if I'm invited out to a party or, hey, it's a birthday party for a kid, but really there's just booze, you know, like chances are we don't
really – you're like, awesome!
Yeah. Chances are we're probably not going to be taking our kids or, you know, and people know where we stand on certain things with that. And it's okay to say, hey, you know what? This time probably not going to, but maybe we can celebrate differently at some point, or maybe we can do this differently. There's ways that you can do that. Now, during that, I did come up with an incredible idea, however.
What?
Okay, they're in different states, and she was saying that these families are Messianic Jews, and she doesn't know what to do, and she's about to have a baby. So I figured, you know, babies are expensive. We could help them with a lucrative idea to make money to help support this child.
I like it.
It comes in the form of a horror movie, because, if you be honest, this story sounds kind of like a horror film, and I found it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Jazzletoff.
We're going to get some.
That was terrible.
Can we get sued?
Jazzletoff.
No. Why wouldn't you just change the A to an E, and that'd be better? Just instead of Jaws, just Jews.
Okay.
No.
That's way easier.
Because it rhymed! Mazel tov.
I know, I understand that. But you have a word that literally changed one letter would make it a perfect pun.
My name is Mateo, and I like to party.
Shock Therapy Live!
Shock Therapy Live.
What about if we had them play a nice game of Jeopardy?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, play the music!
I am not playing the... Okay, I'll play the music. Because this is about, by the end of the music, is about how long it's going to take before we get yanked from the radio.
Feel free to give us a call, 505-338-3700.
That's 505-338-3700. We didn't name it Shock Therapy Live for nothing. Welcome to Wednesday.
Shocking.
If you'd like to hang out with us, please give us a call. Going back to it, seriously, I really am excited for this new series.
Yes.
It's kicking off.
G.I.
Don't even say it. I don't even know what you're talking about. What?
How did I get here?
Well, you were in Nashville, and you're like, I'm doing big things with my life. I'm in a band, and I was like, you should come to New Mexico and throw it all away.
How did I grow up in Mississippi, and now I'm here, and I'm the one that gets uncomfortable? How did that happen?
That's a good question.
That's a great. Can I have a Shock Therapy Live question real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Hey,
why am I so uncomfortable?
You just need to be of the world. In the world.
Not. Yes. God, there you go.
You just need to not listen to us.
505.
But I like listening to you guys.
3700. The
we phone should number. Change. We should change the intro of Shock Therapy Live to. Don't listen to anything these guys say.
Pretty much, yes. Because then we're just going to get an influx of calls.
It's like, the don't listen show.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of saying these viewpoints might not necessarily reflect the station or Calvary Albuquerque, you said these viewpoints are downright outlandish and ridiculous.
Yes, we do not condone. Yes.
They don't make sense.
Thankfully, we have that at the end of the show to cover the station.
Yes, we do.
But,
all right, line one has a question about being a Christian and going out.
Ooh, all right. Static.
Yeah, dude, hey, I had a question about, like, if I don't feel convicted about going out, like me and my wife, we try to have fun, dude. We try to do stuff, but, like, I kind of want to, I don't, like, obviously we don't hit the clubs and go all crazy.
We be clubbing.
But,
turn down for what?
Yeah, you know, like, dude, I want to be able to, like, go out without feeling like, oh, my God, because they go to church. I'm like, oh, we're, you know, people are like, oh, how could they do that? They're in ministry, or how could they do that because of this? And I kind of feel like, dude, well, what is it like? Is it all? I mean, if I want to go and, you know, go have a drink, dude, at a pub or something, and something like that, or just go out and do stuff. What's the limitations on that? Would you say, like, to where you can obviously balance the two, but also, I don't feel convicted about going and having a drink with a friend. Other people would say it's wrong, but to me, I don't have a problem with drinking or ever have. I just want to do something in Albuquerque, dude. Like, it's like, I want to do something. It doesn't always have to be that. But what's the limitations, dude? And what are the things that are, I guess, the okays and don'ts when you're under a microscope?
I have a immediate response question for you, all right? I'm going to Rob Bell this. We're going to answer a question by asking you more questions.
Never compare yourself
really
to Rob Bell.
That's what he
ever.
He never answers anything. He just asks more questions like, well, let me ask you a question. Is there a check in your spirit?
Is that because he doesn't really have answers?
Go out?
Mm.
What was that? I didn't hear.
Is there a check in your spirit when you do go out? Because you're asking like, hey man, I want to go out. I want to. My name is Steve-O and I like to party. Mm. What? How can I do this as a Christian? Or is there something that is tugging at you, saying, hey, I shouldn't be doing this? Like, what's the purpose of the question? Cool, man.
Hello, Derek.
Hello?
The conviction just overtook.
Anybody?
I think gone. We lost him. 505-338-3700. Maybe
what if? What if?
Service.
What if he did? What if he did like the fake? He's like, ox. Tunnel of conviction.
We lost him. I think his cell phone.
Static.
Sorry, dude. My phone.
You went in a conviction tunnel.
Your phone. Your phone.
I'm just kidding.
Conviction tunnel.
No, I was just going to say, like, I guess new. What I was doing is I was looking more for, like, a, I guess, I don't
a
know,
line.
For my personal self, I'm looking for maybe a confirmation of, like, hey, dude, you're not hurting anyone, you're not doing, I don't feel, like, I guess there's nothing tugging at me saying you shouldn't be doing this or you shouldn't be going out, like, I don't do stuff to where it's like I go out all the time or it's like,
right.
I just want to be able to, like, my wife's been, like, asking me all the time, hey, when are you going to take me dancing? You know, like, And then a couple of people were like, oh, go to the Dirty Bourbon and go dance. And I'm like, okay. But I also don't, I got to also remember, like, dude, we, you know, me and my house, we serve the Lord, dude. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And that comes first. I guess I just don't want to people to, like, you know, to discredit my character or who we are as people to just see the things
okay.
we
well,
do for fun
I hear what
rather
you're
than who we are.
So if, let me say this. That is what you just said is that's a check what Steve was talking about because yeah. what you just basically said is that you feel like if you go to one of these clubs you're going to cause people to say that about you or you're going to cause people to look at you and question your faith and your relationship with Christ. And what that is that's a conviction from the Holy Spirit where you're saying, man, I feel like if I do this, I'm going to cause someone to stumble. And so this really goes back to what Paul said, that all things are lawful, but not all things are permissible. And there's this concept that there's certain things that we can do that we necessarily shouldn't do because we think it will cause someone to stumble. And right. we always want to keep our witness and our relationship with Christ above anything else.
Yeah.
So if there's any kind of a check before you go someplace or do something that says, man, I don't want this to cause someone to stumble,
right.
then chances are whatever it is that you're about to do could possibly cause someone to stumble, and you probably shouldn't do it. You know, there's just something, especially in the city that you live in, the city that you serve in, that, you know, you always want to be careful to make sure that you don't cause people to look at you and cause them, to question their relationship with Christ, by another person doing something. Now at the same time, we never want to walk, in the sight of man, but in the sight of the Lord.
Yeah.
So you don't want to live your entire life saying, man, you know what? Because this is the same thing. Christians by and large are weird. Christians are weird.
Yeah.
Christians are awkward.
Yeah.
Christians are irrelevant by and large. There's a lot of irrelevant, creepy Christians out there. And so we don't want to live our lives constantly thinking, man, you know, oh, if I listen to this secular song, are people going to get stumbled? Oh,
right.
man, you know, if I take my kids to go see Harry Potter, are people going to go get stumbled? You know, you don't want to live your life in such a way that you're freaking out about what people are going to think. But at the same time, there is something to be said about those gray areas.
Yeah.
You know, like going to a club, like going to a bar, you know, that for instance, for me, I personally don't have an issue with drinking,
right.
but I would never go to a bar because I would never want somebody who might struggle with alcohol to see me in a bar and be stumbled by that and cause them to doubt their relationship with Christ.
Absolutely. I think here's the first thing I thought of when you were talking about going dancing and just to, you know, take it back to God's word. I immediately thought of Jesus hanging out at the wedding. He was there. He wasn't like, it doesn't say he was like on the dance floor getting cray cray, but he was still there hanging out. And what you're saying to me is that, hey, my wife wants to go dancing. And I was like, so take your freaking wife dancing, dude. You know, like, I didn't think like...
I don't know. I don't think that's a very good comparison.
Really? Because...
Have you ever been to a Jewish wedding?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean, like a true Jewish wedding, like in Israel, it's not very crazy.
Yeah. This is true.
I mean, it's pretty.
There's still wine. There's still, what I'm saying is that he's talking about like going out to these places. And I was thinking, oh man, it's going to be something crazy.
But we're talking about like dancing. Like
yeah.
we're talking about different things. Like dancing,
yeah,
like,
no, dancing,
like,
yeah, like
hey.
Dancing, to clarify is more like the dancing, like, yeah, to go just so she can. Country dance, or go to, you know,
yeah.
do something like that. Nothing.
Okay.
Like,
not like
don't take drink, your wife don't drink, dancing.
Just, not like grind up on you kind of dancing.
No,
like, let's
no,
go. Not like 50 Cent. Like
right.
you find me in the club,
yeah.
bottle full of blood. Like not like that kind of dancing.
No, not at all, dude.
So
okay,
you
base, okay.
your wife is like, hey, take me out. And you're like, I don't want to cause anyone to stumble, which is really me saying, I don't want me to stumble because my feet suck and I don't know how to dance. So I'm trying to get out of this situation. I'm going to use the Bible. Dude, take your wife on a date, bro.
Yes, but at the same time, I want to say this. We can't draw the line for
no,
you.
No, absolutely
you know,
not.
I don't want to say, yeah, take your wife dancing. You go out there and you go to the wrong dance place and
yeah.
you guys end up putting yourself in a situation where someone sees you and gets stumbled.
Right.
That line
yeah.
is the Holy Spirit. And so
yeah.
I want to be very clear. I think if there's ever a check in your heart for anything, even something as harmless as dancing, a check from the Holy Spirit where you're like, man, this might cause someone to stumble.
Yeah.
If you feel that check, listen to that, because that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you.
Absolutely. I hear that.
Yes, sir.
Wholeheartedly.
All right, thank you guys so much, man. Dude. I'll take your advice, dude.
Have a great, great day.
You too.
All right, later.
Dude, it's really hard to be serious with Senorita playing in the background.
Maybe that was just a check in my spirit, because my wife loves to dance.
Yeah.
And at one point she was like, come on. I was like, and finally I broke down and that's exactly what happened. We went to like
a line dancing
club. Okay. And, you know, we weren't like drinking or getting crazy, but it was like, you know, people were dancing. And I was like, why have I been so hesitant to this? Because literally, like, I'm wondering who's in a club sitting there going, oh man, that guy's a Christian. Look at that. He's dancing to this electronic music.
But I know at the same time, if I went to a club with Janae in Albuquerque, New Mexico,
yeah,
and there was somebody who recognized me,
yeah,
I know that immediately they'd be like, oh man, Pastor Nate comes to a club. Even if you're not doing anything bad at the club, I think there's just a
stigma for a club?
I think there's a cultural mindset that
okay. You
don't go to a club unless you're out like partying and drinking.
Huh.
I think there's kind of this, because think about it. If you weren't a Christian,
yeah,
you'd go to a club and get smashed and dance.
I don't think everybody, because I think my wife, she never went out to just get housed. It was,
yeah,
I love to dance. You know what I mean? So it's like,
that's like so like a Dane Cook. Like, but I think that's between guys and girls.
That's very,
it's like
true.
Girls like, I just want to dance. Let's just take our shoes off and make a circle of dance and dance. Guys are like out there scoping out
that's
girls
true.
Out with their friends
true.
Partying. So that's why I think, like, as a man, like if I went to a club, I'd be really uncomfortable the whole time.
And that's your line.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, now, but again, that's why I say like dancing and dancing are different. Like if my wife was like, you know what, I want to take dance classes with you.
Right.
Okay, there's no excuse there. If she was like, I want to go line dancing, but like, yeah, I want to go to a club and grind up on your leg for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like that's where I feel a little uncomfortable. I'm like, I know you're my wife and everything, but at the same time, just if there was another Christian seeing me dance like this, like hip thrust all
dude,
over the
you're
place.
On the webcam. Get
like,
off of me.
If someone saw me doing that at a club, I'd feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I would never, if I saw that same person sitting on Sunday in a seat, I would not be able to give them eye contact.
Yeah, right.
Not even like a little
I agree.
Dance joke in a wink.
I agree. We have a
like,
really good friend.
I feel like if I looked at them, they'd just be like.
Mm. Right. I think it all comes back to,
I know
as
what you
said,
do. I know what you do on Saturday nights. Well, maybe actually on Thursday nights because I work other nights.
It all comes back to, as you said, check in your spirit. If you have a check, if the Spirit of the Lord is like, hey, pause.
Check.
You got your discernment alarms going off. Because then, you know, on the flip side, I think of a really good friend of ours who every year, him and his wife, they have a giant birthday party and they rent out an entire karaoke bar. Mm. This is a bar that serves alcohol. It's a bar. And they rent it out for the friends so that we could have like a fun karaoke party.
I've done karaoke before at a bar.
Exactly. And so it's like, well, what's the difference? Because you're in a bar, there's alcohol.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Now, to be fair, it was at a bowling alley bar. So we were bowling into the bowling alley bar and sang karaoke.
Those are the best places. You know what I mean? So,
you know what the best part of that is? Just watching horrible singing drunk people do their thing.
But you're still amongst that crowd, if you will, where it's like, oh, you're going to go to the karaoke bar. You're going to get smashed and drink and just sing songs because you just don't care. I just don't care. But not everybody has to do that. We love going and doing karaoke, not because we want to go get smashed.
I feel like I'm odd man out.
Because
I like dancing and I like karaoke.
Right.
And my thing is, if I'm a good dancer, it's not going to make anybody stumble. It's going to make them want to be better.
Heck yeah!
So that's what I want to do.
505
bring that on.
338-3700, the phone number. We got Facebook questions. We got phone calls. Where are we headed?
Phone
go
calls.
To the phone call.
To the phone.
Right, interesting question.
All right. Static.
Sorry, guys. You caught me drinking water. Sorry.
Oh man.
Hey, it's Anonymous.
What's up, Anonymous?
What's up, Pastor Nate? I got a question. I'm a relatively new believer, and I've noticed that a lot of people in the church go to a great church. I won't mention the name. It's on Osuna. But nobody wears cologne. Not even a lot of my dude friends wear like cologne or perfume. What's your guys' take on that? I mean, I wear cologne to work. I like smelling good, but I noticed that. What's the
Dude, I'm glad you called me because I've got like crazy sensitive nostrils. I hate cologne. Personally,
oh. I
can't
cologne.
Wear it.
I like cologne.
It freaks out my nostrils, man.
I've got a pretty good cologne collection.
You do. You always smell good.
No,
you smell very good.
I am for people not smelling bad.
I am absolutely for
good
hygiene.
Say I am an advocate for people not smelling like sweat.
Well, my friends, they don't smell bad. It's just that, you know, they don't. They don't wear.
What's your take on CK1? I'm just
kidding. I actually have a bottle of CK and the Geo.
I mean, what is for clarification, the purpose of the question, you're curious if it's okay to wear cologne or you think everybody should wear cologne or?
No, I'm just wondering what your take is on
what's our personal take on
whenever I was in the world and had, you know, all
cologne
my buddies,
no cologne.
Girls and guys. They used to wear a cologne perfume all the time, and then coming into the church.
Were you a character on the Jersey Shore?
Stop it, because that's my thing. I know plenty of people in the church that wear cologne. It's just
I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing cologne, and I don't think that there's. At least I don't know any Christian that would say that you shouldn't wear cologne.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The funny thing is, like, I feel the absolute opposite of that because when I'm at church, I know that the sweet older ladies that always want to give you the big hugs. By the end of service, I smell like 10 different perfumes because they wear perfume.
And all of them were purchased at Steinmark.
Steinmark.
So I definitely know plenty of people in the church that wear cologne.
Yeah.
I don't mean to belittle the question. It's just like...
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Nothing.
I know I wear cologne. I know
do.
A lot of the pastors that wear cologne.
I do not wear cologne.
Yeah. I wear cologne to just destroy Steve-O's nasal cavity.
I wear deodorant.
Now, I will say this. I think people probably just might not wear cologne because they're lazy.
Mm.
Or maybe just because they just personally don't like the smell of cologne.
That's
I know
me.
For me, I have a lot of cologne, but I don't wear it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't wear cologne just normally today's like at work, but I'll wear cologne every now and then to church. I'll wear cologne on dates with my wife.
Yeah.
I won't wear cologne all the time. But again, for me, it's just a personal preference. It's not like, not like, man, you know what? I think if I wear cologne today, it's going to be sinful.
Right. See,
no,
I think
not that at
it's,
all.
Yeah, it's more like,
I didn't feel that at all.
Yeah, it's more like just a smell. Like, I'm like, man, do I want to smell like this today? Yeah, I do. Or no, I don't really want to smell
like
this
today.
I'm
so glad you called with this question, though, because we had a couple friends last night asking us a question about a friend in the church who does not sport cologne or bathe regularly.
Yeah. Or deodorant.
And how you handle that as a Christian, whether it's like the confrontation of, yo, change your drawers.
Well, if you go to a really Pentecostal church, it's easy. If you go to a Pentecostal church, because you can be next to your buddy, and you're like, I smell a demon in here.
Oh my God!
There's a demon in this church. Bring out the Holy Spirit Febreze. I got a Febreze this demon up and down.
The anointing oil, and then you just anoint him with oil every single time you see him.
Until he starts bathing, then you're like, oh man, look at that.
How do you feel about Holy Spirit Febreze? 505-338-3700.
Dude, thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, man.
I knew you guys would answer my question.
There
you guys
go.
Rock!
All right,
you
Andy.
Rock!
You rock.
Dude, you know what we need? We need Temple Incense Febreze.
There you go.
Hey, bring that Temple Incense Febreze.
You know, I don't think
it's
it would
flammable.
Smell good because they used to, like, burn animals.
No. So I'm talking about the incense offering. Not the burnt animal Febreze. I don't want the burnt animal Febreze. I
want
the incense offering Febreze.
So here's the
thing, sweet-smelling aroma Febreze.
Man, I'm really, 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 really excited for the new series we're doing here at Calvary Albuquerque because we're halfway through the show and our questions have been all focused, sadly, on cultural things like, hey, is it okay to dance? Hey, is it okay to wear cologne? Because unfortunately, for the last X amount of years, we grew up in the quote-unquote religious right culture where Christians were, you can't do this, you can't, and Christians are known for everything you cannot do. Oh, we don't dance, we don't do these things, we don't. And so, sadly, there's this next generation of 20-somethings who are calling in going, hey, man, is it okay to wear cologne?
Yeah.
And it's like, dang, that sucks. That's where we're at as a Christian culture, that there's like these discernment checks in our spirits. Like, I don't know if it's okay to dance with my wife. I don't know if it's okay to wear cologne.
Which it's not, by the way.
I don't know. Shut up. Pastor Nate, fired. Sorry. Got to go. He's got to go. I'm still the PD, man. You just got to go.
Well, no, he...
But it's true. Do you know what I mean? I'm really excited. You talked about this on Tuesday morning, and it's like, it's so true. It's so true. I'm really, really excited for this series.
Dude, I'm stoked. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I think it's a wake-up call for a lot of Christians, you know. As I've said, you know, I've been posting these pictures, and we're getting ready for this series, and I think we're getting just as much negative feedback from Christians as we are positive feedback from believers.
It's interesting that we're perking the ears of non-believers and pissing off a lot of Christians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So which is so funny. If you think about just the basic, what we're telling people is that Jesus loves you. And there's Christians who are saying, no, he doesn't!
Right.
Like, where do we get off of that?
Remember when you were five, though, and the song was, Jesus loves me, this I know.
Jesus loves me, this I know, except for all the sinners in the world.
Yes. Yes. So I'm
except
really...
for all those sinners, though.
I got you.
Good.
There you go.
Good.
It rhymed. That was good. That
Thank
was good.
You.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. You can also send us an anonymous question, studio at MyStaticRadio.
Dude, if you think about the temple, just really quick, I was just thinking about, you know, Holy Spirit Febreze and burnt animal Febreze. The temple was probably a pretty awesome smelling place.
Yeah.
It probably smelled like Dickie's barbecue and Woodstock combined.
Which is hilarious. I just thought of, like, remember the...
Incense.
What was that place downtown? It was like the bird shop or something. Just like you walk by and it's just like you're punched in the face with incense. Like, oh, go take a shower.
It
smelled
like...
To the Grateful
it smelled like that mixed with good barbecue.
There you go. Mm. Oh, I don't know, man. So it smelled like Knob Hill.
Knob Hill.
All right, here we go.
It smelled like Austin, Texas. There you go.
There you go. Email question.
Austin, Texas.
Barbecue and hippies.
Lots of good smells in Austin. All right, here we go. I have a question for Nate and Steve-O. My question. Hello, Nate.
What about Matt?
Steve?
You don't have a Steve-O for Matt?
I just read them, man. Don't shoot the messenger. All right. I have a question for Nate and Steve-O. My question. Hello, Nate and Steve. Glad to see you guys are doing well, and thanks for your dedicated
time. How do you know
time.
We're doing well? What if we're not doing well?
We're doing well.
He's probably literally watching you.
He's watching
you. Yeah. Eagle eye. Are you Obama?
That movie was good.
Is this Obama? Is Obama writing this question?
No. His name is not Obama.
George W.
Sure.
Right.
My question is that I have heard some people say that there is no perfect Bible due to the fact that there are multiple Bible versions and that they say things that are contrary to one another. One example I see come up a lot is Isaiah 14:12 in the NIV and the KJV. What are your thoughts? So here, KJV, Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? NIV, same verse, Isaiah 14:12. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations.
And so the question is, what's the difference in the Bible verses?
Like the translations, and do we not have a perfect...
I think this is, first of all, more of a theology
question. I was just about to say, we could totally pause on this if we want, because Brian Nixon...
Oh,
our
yeah.
theologian extraordinaire, who is all about the history of Christianity and the history of the Bible.
Now I will say this. I just want to clarify part of the difference in the translation is King James uses the name Lucifer. It uses his name. NIV says son of the morning star. Lucifer, literal translation, is son of the dawn or son of the morning star.
Yeah.
And so the only difference in translation there is one person is basically saying, it would be like me, like my name, Nathan, means gift of God. So it would be like someone saying, hey, Nate, can you come to this party? And the other person saying, hey, gift of God, can you come to this party? I prefer gift of God, personally. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit more suiting.
There you go.
But by and large, both mean the same thing. Now, this is very common in Judaism. A lot of times, people would call someone their name by what their name meant.
Mm.
So instead of saying their name, they would say, "Hey, you son of David," or "Hey, you."
Son of Gloin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Arathorn.
Biblical.
Son Arathorn. Of Arathorn.
There's like a Hobbit Bible.
We should bring
somewhere.
That back. We should bring that back.
What about the Elvish translation of the Bible?
Oh, dude. See, but then you would just be Nathan, son of Skip.
Mm-mm.
That's like how it would go.
Nope.
Yeah. No, that's the way it would go.
And the Lord looked down. And he said,
no, I'd be Nathan, son of Lewis, which is way cooler.
That's true. And then I would be Stephen, son of Larry.
Of what?
Larry. I was trying to do it all
so you might,
dwarvish.
You try to make it sound cool. You can't do that. Larry's not a cool name. It's just Steve-O, son of Larry.
Larry and Lewis? Those are
Steve-O,
so similar.
Son of Larry.
Larry.
Mine sucks.
Lawrence.
It would be
Lawrence. See, Lawrence is cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
No, look, it would be Matthew.
Is his real name Lawrence?
Son of Lot. And then everybody would look at me like, oh, Lot.
Yeah.
And then they'd say, well, hang on, try again. What's your middle name? And I would say, Thomas. And they'd say, Thomas, son of Lot. Worse.
Yeah, worse.
Oh, man.
So either way, I lose.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Either way, you're the guy in the movie that everyone suspects you're going to stab everyone in the back.
Yep. But you know what? I'm not the guy that dies first.
That's true.
I have a pesky way of living.
Oh, man.
You know?
We will definitely put that question, pseudo, on pause.
Yes.
And pick it back up tomorrow for Theology Thursday. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, 9 a.m. for Theology Thursday. So we can talk about the differences of translations and scripture and whatnot.
Doug says he'd be Doug, son of Doug.
Really? You're Doug Jr.? You're a junior? So wouldn't you just
and,
be
and
junior?
As he came into the picture, you'd hear,
so glad we don't do that anymore.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, man. Speaking of parents and generations,
yes.
We got a question on Facebook. We actually posted a question of the day. We do it day in and day out on the morning show. And we allowed the listener to chime in and comment on it. We actually got a question mm-hmm. for you about the question of the day.
Question about the question.
Yeah. If you
missed it. Is it questionable?
For the morning show, a five-year-old, all right, think about this.
I heard about this. The five-year-old got an invoice for missing a party.
Yeah, so this five-year-old invited to one of his bro's birthday parties, and he was like, yo, I'm totally going to your bouncy house birthday party. And the kid was like, sweet dog, I'll tell my parents. And so the parents RSVP'd, they paid the entry fee.
They got Crevassier, they got Cristal.
And then the kid was like, psych, I'm going to hang out with my grandparents.
And they're like, dude, you ordered bottle service, you still owe us money.
Right. We can equate this to anything. Think about the people that RSVP to a wedding because you need to know how many plates are served. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah. We're out this many number of plates because these guests didn't show up.
Let's
invoice them. These parents invoiced the child for not showing up to the birthday party. What's your take on that? Is this ridiculous?
I don't think there is any other take, but that's stupid.
Okay.
I think that's the only take on that.
Mm. Okay. Yeah,
I feel like if a parent invoiced me, I'd send back the invoice with a giant picture of me doing something inappropriate back to them. And I'd say, you're not getting any money.
Yeah, but this is the digital age. Then they would post it on the internet and be like, Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Well, then I'd give myself a fuzzy face.
That's a good idea.
That's good, man.
There are apps. That's you can do a fuzzy face. You can.
Or I'd just send them.
Advice today on Shock Therapy.
Or I'd send them like a picture of like a monkey doing something inappropriate.
Yeah.
I have a picture like that.
What?
No, I don't. Who said that? The internet has it.
Dude, someone's going to hack your phone and post that picture on the internet.
Oh, man. I need to change my password.
Does it all come down to, like, entitlement? Like, these parents felt this I don't know, entitlement of, hey, or is it a, hey, Christian, let your yes be yes and your no be no. You said you were coming to this party.
No, that's dumb.
You RSVP'd
for it. It's a five-year-old.
I know, but I mean, they are trying to hold the parents responsible. Hey, bro, we're trying to teach you to teach your kids some responsibility. You said you were coming to the party. It cost us $20. You didn't come. We need our $20. No?
No.
I don't think, there's no
again,
honoring,
I don't think there is any world where that's not a dumb thing to do.
Okay.
Ever.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you liked it. What do any of the people on Facebook side with the parents?
Let's see.
We got a lot of comments this morning on the question.
Manny says, I hate people.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a good
Michael
response.
Says, great opportunity to show love. If I was the parent of the child that missed the party, then I would ask for forgiveness and pay back the cost by threefold.
No, you wouldn't.
Really? He probably would.
Wow.
We know that.
By threefold.
He probably would. But then he also wrote, send a happy birthday glitter bomb.
Oh.
Which that could be, that's pretty good.
You could always send anthrax in the mail.
Oh, man.
Okay, so here it is. Christine says, I know this seems frivolous, and it is, but I think it's the principle of honoring your word.
Ooh.
The dad said he would be there and didn't take him. He had to have the contact info in order to RSVP in the first place. He is setting a bad example to his son for not following through on his word. If the mom were to not show up to the venue, they definitely would bill her. Why is this any different? Because it's not a business.
Mm. Okay.
That is so different. That's the point. It is so entirely incredibly different.
Yeah.
It's a kid's birthday party at someone's house.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but it was like $20 a kid.
Imagine, it doesn't matter. Imagine this. Imagine if you invite, like, someone invites you to dinner. And you're like, okay, we'll go to dinner. And then it's a big family gathering. Like, the whole family's going to dinner.
Yeah.
One person says, oh, man, something came up. I can't go. And the family says, okay, well, we ordered a steak for you anyways. We ate it, but you still owe us the money for the steak.
You know, this actually goes exactly to the point of this analyst, Clive Coleman, from BBC Legal. He's a correspondent. He said, these parents are trying to use it as a contract. Like, you RSVP'd. You said you were going to do this, and you didn't. He said, however, for there to be a contract, there needs to be an intention to create legal relations, and a child's party invitation does not create legal relations with either the child guest or its parents. So, so it is a little ridiculous. However, I do think I hear both sides of, but honor your
You do
commitment.
Not hear both sides.
Honor your
You do not hear both sides.
Did you get my invite?
Have you ever had someone invite your kids to a birthday party and you guys not been able to go? Or you guys said, hey, we're going to be able to make it, and then last minute you're like, man, something came up,
but
we can't make it.
But I felt like a jerk. That happened recently with our boy Daniel, and I wanted to be there.
If they sent you an invoice saying you owe us $20, what would you do? Would you be like, man, I really see your point. Here's $20. No, let me give you $60 and pay it back threefold.
Because, okay, as a parent who's had those stupid, like, fluffy birthday parties where it's like, we got zoo animals and it's $200. If they were like, hey, man, we're really sorry. Here's $20. I'd be like, cool, thanks.
Yeah, but would you charge them that? Because you're going to pay the $200 for the animals, whether Timmy comes or not.
This is true. Mm. And to be honest, there have been plenty of times where we get
Timmy breaks his arm and can't come, you don't care.
There have been plenty of times.
Doesn't make a difference to you.
Where I've gotten to UFC fights and said, grown-ups, hey, UFC fights, it's like $60-$70. You know, if you guys could chime in, help out at the door. I don't think I've ever actually stood at the door and be like, hey, where's your $10
in? And if someone who said that they couldn't come, or someone who said, yeah, I'll be there, and then they didn't show up, and you texted them halfway through the fight, hey, are you coming? No, sorry, something came up. Did you text back and say, okay, you owe me $20?
All three times you've done that, I've never invoiced you. So.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How come you always invoice me?
Because, man, you live down the street. He's really a pastor. Annoying. He's like, hey, I got Saturday night service, and I'm like, I understand that. John Jones is fighting.
No, whenever you invite me and not other people, I always show up.
This is true. May 23rd, Conor McGregor is fighting Jose Aldo. We are getting those fights.
You better send me an RSVP card. Otherwise, I'm not coming.
Ugh. I just told you.
Nope.
It's a legal binding contract.
I want
contract.
An RSVP
it's
card.
It's radio.
RSVP card. Otherwise, I'm not bringing $20.
Oh, I'm making you that card.
I'm going to make you
static.
Yo, hey, throw all your ideas out. I got the solution. The lady wants to take him to small claims. Take him to Judge Judy so Judge Judy can rip her apart.
Yeah.
I've got a better option. Gladiator battle. Whoever wins gets to...
That's the same thing. That's Judge Judy.
Oh, there we go.
That's what she Judge does. Judy. It's the modern Judge Judy.
Dude, when somebody goes in there with a ridiculous claim, she looks at him, she says, you know what? You're stupid. Get out of my courtroom.
That's good.
That's incredible. That's
there
the
you
answer,
go.
Man.
Thank you. Thank
that's
you very
good.
Well. Love all right. You. Love you too, bro. Oh, man. I just got a really good idea because it was like
jousting.
Glitter bomb. We got gladiator. Glidiator. All right? And so
gladiator.
It's like you're in an arena to the death with glitter
like
bombs.
Blood and gore with glitter.
I'm so glad we've been helpful spiritually speaking to all these people today with all of these incredible
questions. Well, so this was the thing that happened, though. You just brought that up to me. You said you had a question based on this.
I
still hadn't heard the question.
No, that was it. That's the question.
The question was if it was stupid.
How would Pastor Nate handle it? How would you handle it? If somebody invoiced you $20, that was the actual question we got on Facebook. If somebody invoiced you $20, would you pay it?
No, I'd probably send back a $20 Monopoly bill and I'd say, this is ridiculous, so here's some ridiculous
money.
Since
it was a child's party.
This has to be fake, so here's some fake money.
Jacqueline says, this is insane. People who come didn't RSVP and people who do RSVP don't show up. It's what happens with little kids. What if he had been sick? She certainly wouldn't have wanted him to come and then make everyone else sick.
I'd send them back a baggie of goldfish, and I'd say, in the economy of five-year-olds, here's a baggie of goldfish.
Booyah. And then Chris says it's going to cost more than...
And then I'd add to it, next time I see you, I'm going to slap you in the face.
Whoa. Okay, real question from a real listener. In all honesty, if a parent actually invoiced you...
I would not pay it. Okay. I honestly would not pay it.
Okay, good. That's all
I honestly would write back and say...
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
You're joking, right?
Yeah.
I liked the Monopoly money idea. Since this is obviously fake, here's some fake money. That's a good one. I like that response. Because I don't know how I'd handle it either. You know, plenty of times there are kids' parties and things happen, especially those of us
I'd write back an invoice to them.
Right. and for say, my pain and suffering of friendship. Having to have read this idiocy. $20. Countersue.
Countersue.
Oh, man.
Cancel out.
Because here's the thing. As parents, we all know things happen. Like, you can have an entire plan. Man, a week ago, I went on vacation with the plan that Brody was going to meet Donald Duck, his favorite dude in the universe, and
I heard Brody was suing you for that.
And he got really, really sick the first day and never met Donald Duck. In fact, I have a picture of Jack and Luke and I with Donald Duck that makes Chrissy want to punch me slash cry every time she sees it because it was not fair. Because Brody got sick. Because things happen as a parent, and you just got to roll with the punches. And so I agree. If my kid had said, I'm going to be at this party, and then something came up, or, hey, grandparents are in town at the last minute. We didn't realize this. We didn't know it was double booked. We really, truly apologize.
I feel like Brody, when Brody meets Donald, Brody's going to be like, so, Donald, where were you the other day? And Donald's going to be like, in his Donald voice, like,
you can't do a Donald impression.
My dad can do a perfect one.
I was just
one.
About to say your pops does a great one.
And Donald's gonna be like, I was at home sick, and and then Brody's gonna be like, well, what about this picture? And he's gonna have a picture of you and your other kids with Donald, and Donald's gonna be like,
I don't know how to explain that. I just,
I so love sorry. You. I still love you.
Yeah.
And then Brody's gonna be like, we're done.
What we need to do is have your dad call Brody.
I still love you.
As Donald. And just
Brody's going to be like, you think I'm crazy because you don't think I know what you've done.
Wow.
But when I call you Donald, I know I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
That was beautiful.
That was
something.
I thought it was great.
Studio@mystaticradio.com is the email address. We got a couple minutes left.
We do.
You can also Facebook us, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or
if you want us to sing a song, we're taking requests.
505.
Any of the top 40?
338.
We'll sing it for you.
3700. I have just about all of T-Swift's new record memorized.
Yep. That's good.
It's a fantastic record. I'm not even going to lie. It's so good. I really have it.
The only one who's allowed to sing country songs is Matt.
Because he's got that twang. Yep. What? I know more Garth Brooks than him.
Twang. You don't have that sound, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of like that game. If people want us to sing a song, I would take those requests.
This is shock therapy.
We have like 5 minutes left. I'd prefer to close out the show singing crazy
like
songs. Yeah.
Which
again, we already said.
We already said it's acceptable.
Hey, where's that bottle of scotch?
Oh, my gosh. I'm out. I'll see you guys later.
Doug, you still got that?
I'm going to be destroyed as the host.
He's
like,
incriminating.
You're the
Doug.
Host. You should be leading this.
Doug, that's run.
Yeah, you should be.
Run, Doug.
You're so fired. I'm telling your boss.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti.
In the technicality of life, wouldn't that just be you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling myself.
That's what he's saying. He's going to tell himself.
Hey, Steve-O, I just heard that you weren't leading the show very well today. What do you have to say about that?
Well, the co-host I have is kind of ADD, and I can't control him even with an actual human leash.
Nate, that's not true. I wasn't doing anything. Steve-O was just going crazy. Steve-O, Nate just told me that you were going crazy and that he didn't have anything to do with it.
Am I actually having a conversation with Boss Nate and ADD Nate at the
I just
same
don't
time?
Know who to believe. Do I believe Nate or Steve-O?
You should
Nate,
always
you should believe,
believe
me. I'm
Garth
really honest.
Brooks.
Just believe me. Just trust me, Nate.
Gosh.
Nate,
I can't.
Steve-O, Nate's a pastor. And you just do radio. I think this I've got to take Nate's word for it.
Right. A lot makes sense to me now.
After the craziness of today's show, there's really only one way we can end it.
That's true.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to sing along with us. Mm-hmm.
I don't know this song. I'll be
honest. You know this song.
What?
You got this.
I know parts of it.
Where to begin?
Teo's got it.
Woo! I just know the Sweet Carolina part.
That's all you know.
He's mumbling. He's mumble singing.
How do you only know the Sweet Carolina part?
You were just mumble singing.
It's Caroline.
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. See, I don't know this song.
Carolina.
I can't even hear him right now.
Oh, sorry. My bad. And
spring. Here came the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't know the verses.
Yeah, see, nobody knows this
song. Nobody knows this
it's
song.
It's easy, though, when the words are in front of you.
No, because everyone at baseball games is always drunk. They're like, look at us, touching you, petting dogs.
Reaching out.
What's a petting dog?
Furry buddies.
Furry buddies.
Touching you.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hey. Sweet Caroline. Bug, bug, bug.
Good times never seem
sounds so good.
So good! So good!
So good! That's it.
For more adventures
That's
in
how we go out.
Karaoke and schizophrenia, tune in next week.
That's the worst song ever.
What? Come on. You know what
it's
we need
terrible.
To do? We need to actually
Can
do...
Can we get a kiss cam up in here?
Kiss cam?
There it is. Hang on. Hang on. I'm going to switch to kiss cam.
Oh!
Kiss cam! Oh, no! You guys are on the kiss cam! And I'm over here in the corner waiting.
Man, Jesus loves kiss cameras.
Have you seen the music video where... Or not the music video. It was the video, YouTube video, of a guy and a girl that were at a kiss cam, and the kiss cam went on them, and he held up a sign that said, "She's my sister."
Oh, see, that's good.
That was funny.
That's really good.
But how many games did he have to carry that to until he finally got in the kiss cam?
Yeah.
You gotta wonder if they try to trick the camera, because obviously before the camera goes on them, people are looking. So I wonder if they were hey, let's pretend boyfriend and girlfriend. Let's pretend
this
is incestual. And then when it comes on us, she's my sister.
Wow. I saw one where the girl was with her boyfriend and the boyfriend wouldn't kiss her. And so she turned to the dude, some random dude sitting next to her, and then they kiss. And the boyfriend was going... He was so mad.
Oh, man. And that guy sitting next to him was like, "This is the best day of my life."
I just won the internet.
This is the best day.
Speaking of the best, this has been one of my favorite shock therapy lives that we've had in recent memory.
It was shocking. I'm shocked.
If you missed any part of the show...
This was kind of like that invoice. Ridiculous.
Yes. See, that he brought it back.
You just...
He tied it up.
Every single person who's listening to this show is going to get an invoice this week for listening to this show.
That's why you're the big boss, man. You've got the ideas for days.
Days, man.
We didn't even get into the memes we wanted to do, like Jesus loves Darth Vader. We didn't even talk about the spiritual implications of these things that we wanted to do.
Yeah, Jesus.
I had someone text message me the other day and said, "Hey, those icons are really cool. Who could I talk to about making me a Jesus loves transgenders one?"
Oh.
And I was like, "This isn't just pick your own topic. These are topics. These are sermons.
These are sermons. They're
not
actually happening.
Hey, send us your topic request and we'll make a meme for
right,
it."
Right.
No, it's not how it works.
You can check out all the details on that at JesusLovesPeople.com.
Jesus loves Siths.
That is it for us. We're on out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
Comments made do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Real Doctors, Moms, Calvary of Albuquerque, any political party, Puppies, Static Radio, or, just about anybody else except for the moron who made us use the delay.